The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, raise your hand if you remember Hurricane Katrina. I do. My hand's up. I remember it very, very well. Absolutely devastating. At least three of the Gulf Coast states were just decimated. The city of New Orleans suffered horrible damage, hundreds of people dead, thousands and thousands and thousands of people displaced. And by the way, you may have forgotten this, but a large percentage of the residents of New Orleans left after Hurricane Katrina because everything they had was destroyed. They were relocated to other places. A huge percentage of those people never returned. Never returned to New Orleans. My dear friend, Dr. Fred Luter, pastor of Franklin Avenue Baptist Church in New Orleans, his church was destroyed. His home was destroyed. And I remember talking to him shortly after Katrina and the heartache and the sorrow. He lost 80% of his congregation, and most of those people never came back. All right, why do I bring up Hurricane Katrina? Imagine the President of the United States appointing someone to take over that crisis down in the southern part of the United States. Whoever that person was, a senator, or maybe the vice president. And of course, you'll remember who was president, George Bush. And so the president appointed someone, the vice president, possibly, or a senator, or a general, or someone. This is the point person. 2 weeks later, that individual had not held a press conference, had not visited the area where the hurricane hit, and had not proposed one single thing to deal with the crisis. Can you imagine the outrage? The absolute outrage. All right, now, let's first admit the crisis on the southern border is not quite, and I say this carefully, not quite what Katrina was, but in actual numbers, the number of people being impacted is probably about equal with Hurricane Katrina. Not as many people dying, praise God for that, but as far as the enormity of the crisis, there are some valid comparisons. 2 weeks ago, President Biden appointed Vice President Kamala Harris as his point person to deal with a crisis on the border. She has not held a press conference. She has not made any public recommendations to how to deal with the crisis on the border. And she has not visited. Oh, she's been all over California, hobnobbing around with Gavin Newsom. She's gone to fundraisers, but she has not visited the border nor addressed the crisis in 2 weeks. The word that comes to my mind is unconscionable. And the crisis gets worse and worse by the day. And it's fascinating. This morning, I thought, I'm going to go over to CNN and see how much they're covering the crisis at the border. One story. Out of dozens of stories on their website, there was one story about what was happening down on the border. Not one call, where is the vice president? Where is President Biden? Nothing. Nothing. And here's who's suffering. Little children. Little children are the ones that are suffering from this. And pardon me. Little children. There's a little 10-year-old boy that caught the attention of some of the media. He was found wandering around alone in the Texas desert. 10 years old. He is in the desert. He's alone. He has no food. He has no water. He has the clothes on his back. He has been brought across the border. And I say this advisedly, carefully, but truthfully, because of the policies of the Biden administration. Border Patrol found him and they said, why are you here? I was abandoned. You were abandoned? Yes, I was abandoned. A 10-year-old boy. President Biden has spoken over and over and over again about a compassionate approach to the border. I ask any reasonable person, what is compassionate about a 10-year-old boy wandering alone in the desert? What is compassionate about little children being housed like animals? There was so much criticism about Trump putting kids in cages. Listen, nothing that happened under the Trump administration comes even close to what's happening on the border right now with children. And where is the hysteria over COVID? We have thousands and thousands and thousands of people rushing across our border between us and Mexico. And many of them are bringing COVID with them. Where is the hysteria about COVID? This is such a prime example of the misplaced compassion of the liberal left. And it is a human tragedy on our southern border that is basically being ignored. I just saw a press conference, and the president of the Border Patrol Union just spoke. And here is the president of the Border Patrol Union. These are the guys that have to deal with this, the guys and the gals that have to deal with this. He placed the blame squarely at the feet of the Biden administration. He said, when you have a policy like this, you should expect these kinds of results. It is sad. There are several lawsuits piling up against President Trump or former President Trump about the riots that occurred on January 6th, saying that he caused it. I'm just wondering if there will be similar lawsuits towards President Biden for clearly causing this historic tragedy on our southern border. And don't hold your breath. All right, we're gonna switch gears completely when we come back. Enough of that. But it is unconscionable what's happening. It is even more unconscionable the way it is being handled by the current administration. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And I don't talk college sports very often, but the national championship in basketball. Most of you know that Baylor won in, it was not quite a blowout, but it was close. It was certainly an upset. Gonzaga was undefeated, and I think most people expected Gonzaga to kind of roll over Baylor in the final. After all, they were undefeated. They would have been the first unbeaten national champions since 1976, and Baylor knocked them off. Here's what I think is really cool. Baylor, as most of you know, is a Christian school. They're Baptist in their belief. And then within moments of winning the championship, the entire team, before they were awarded the trophy, the entire team gathered into the circle on the middle of the court to have prayer and thank God for the victory. And then here's where it really gets cool. Jim Nance from CBS interviewed head coach Scott Drew immediately after the game. And here is what Coach Drew said on national television. First and foremost, I want to thank God for blessing us with this opportunity tonight. I know the guys have worked really hard, so happy that they get a chance to celebrate now. And then he said this. Again, this is on national TV. A lot of joy in the locker room for sure. But our joy is Jesus, others, yourself. Hey, you probably heard that. J-O-Y, Jesus first, others second, yourself last. He said, it's so tough to put other people in front of you, and teams that do that are obviously more successful. Our guys, their love for each other is because they spend so much time working on their craft together and they put in the time. Then he went on and credited the assistant coaches and so forth. And then he got back to the thing of joy. He said this is something that the Baylor Bears have talked about all year. It's posted in the team's official Twitter bio. It is in the locker room at Baylor. For the basketball team, they base everything in their basketball program on Jesus, others, yourself, last. And then, isn't that refreshing? I mean, seriously, isn't that refreshing? Then Jared Butler, one of the stars of the game, in a post-game interview said this, at least in part. He said, man, I'm not trying to preach a prosperity gospel, but our Lord and Savior, I say it all the time, he gets us through everything. Jesus Christ, man, he's the truth. He was with us tonight. He was with us all season. He is with us wherever we go. He just sustained us. He brought us together. He brought this team together. Transfers people from overseas. It's just tremendous how it just comes, and it comes all full circle. So here you have the coach, one of the stars of the game, giving honor and glory, not just in a generic sense to God. A lot of people do that. Well, I thank God and so forth. He was very, very serious in giving Jesus Christ all of the glory, and the fact that the team, their motto was J-O-Y, Jesus first, others second, yourself last. Refreshing. Good for them, and congratulations on their national championship. If you, some of you may remember, if you follow college sports, when Coach Drew took over the Baylor program, It was in the middle of absolute chaos, scandal, controversy. I mean, he took over a basketball program in shambles and, again, in scandal. Here is a Baptist Christian university in the midst of a horrific scandal. He took the team from that to a national championship. Then to contrast, and I hate to do this because I am a Buckeye. I am a Buckeye fan, but listen to this from The Lantern, the official student newspaper at The Ohio State University. Headline, twice the number of Ohio State students accused of cheating in the last 7 months of 2020 than in all of 2019. Now, I don't want to be overly critical of Ohio State because they are a secular university, and we know that all secular universities lean far, far, far to the left. Sadly, unfortunately, at Ohio State, as much as we love the Buckeyes, listen, Ohio State University is a far left public university, and they're going farther left all the time, particularly under this current president. And as you and I know, truth is not a virtue to the left. So it shouldn't be surprising to us that it has been discovered there is an enormous amount of cheating on the campus of The Ohio State University. Now, that, I'm surprised, but I guess I'm not shocked. But what disheartens me about our own local, The Ohio State University, is the explanation given by administrators and faculty as to why this is happening. Why there is twice the number of cheating incidents in the first 7 months of 2020 than all of 2019. Coming up on a break, but I've got some quotes here from university officials that are just very disheartening, but again, probably not that surprising coming from a secular university, but it is just a little peek inside the academic mind of the liberal left. And I'll share that with you when we come back. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Don't go away. You've got to hear the explanation from The Ohio State University as to why there is a 100% increase in cheating on campus. We'll be back.